This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Hospitals in Turkey and Poland are filling up. Pakistan is restricting domestic travel. The U.S. government is sending more help to the state with the country's worst infection increase. The worldwide surge in coronavirus cases and deaths includes even Thailand, which had weathered the pandemic far better than many nations, but now struggles to contain COVID-19. The only exceptions to the deteriorating situation are countries that have advanced vaccination programs, most notably Israel and Britain. The U.S., which is a vaccination leader globally, is also seeing a small uptick in new cases. And the White House announced Friday that it would send federal assistance to Michigan to control the state's worst-in-the-nation transmission rate. The World Health Organization said infection rates are climbing in every global region, driven by new virus variants and too many countries coming out of lockdown too soon. Prince Philip will be laid to rest with all the honors due a prince of the United Kingdom and a consort to Queen Elizabeth II. But the coronavirus pandemic means it will be a more low-key farewell than has marked many royal deaths. The pandemic has required changes to the well-prepared plans for Philip's passing, codenamed Operation Fourth Bridge. Flags on government buildings and royal residences were lowered to half-mast, and British television networks canceled scheduled programs to allow for special coverage after Philip died Friday at 99. With the palace and the British government urged people not to gather or leave flowers outside the royal residences to honor him. The palace instead invited well-wishers to sign a book of condolences, but